Village Roundly, regular board meeting, May 16th, 2016.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening, Ray.
Oh, boy. I'll be one of those boys.
Good evening, y'all.
I'd like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake regular board meeting of May 16, 2016, 7:01 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Ford.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Turban.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Dan, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
All right.
Thank you, Doug. Can I get a motion for item 3.1 to adopt the minutes of the regular meeting of May
2nd,
2016?
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any additions or corrections?
Mr. Mayor, I respectfully would like to remove myself from the vote.
Any other comments?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And to abstain. Item 3.2, adopt a resolution relating to the review of closed session minutes.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 4.1, any public comments this evening? Thank you all for being here. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, which includes item 5.1 through 5.10 as follows. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $304,877.80. 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending May 1, 2016 in the amount of $130,143.24. Item 5.3, adopt a resolution accepting the Lake County bulk rock salt bid for the winter of 2016-17 from Morton Salt at $60.22 per ton for 1,200 tons. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution approving a quote from Cedar Valley Express Blower Incorporated to supply and install playground mulch for the playground on Magnolia Lane and Silver Leaf Glen at a cost not to exceed $1,830. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution approving a work order from Baxter Woodman to provide construction services for the Metro Commuter lot improvements at a cost not to exceed $14,000. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution approving the purchase of a truck chassis from International in an amount not to exceed $87,980. Did I say that right? $87,980 and a dump body from Monroe Truck Equipment Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $92,310. Item 5.7, adopt an ordinance authorizing the Public Works Department to dispose of surplus property at auction. Item 5.8, adopt a resolution authorizing Monroe Truck Company to install two 120-gallon tanks in a pre-wet system on the newly purchased 5-yard plow truck at a cost not to exceed $5,870. Item 5.9, adopt a resolution approving the purchase of three replacement Ford Police Utility Interceptors from Curry Motors at a cost not to exceed $78,954. And lastly, item 5.10, accept April's Treasurer's Report as presented.
Correct.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Is there any comments, discussion? We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion?
Ready to vote.
Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Boyd?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Crowley?
Aye.
Trustee Newton?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 6.1 and 6.2 from the clerk's office.
I just want to remind everybody that the village hall will be closed on Memorial Day, May 30th, and that the YMCA is going to be doing solicitation June 4th and June 11th. June 4th is going to be Cedar Lake Road in 134 and Fairfield in 134, and then on the 11th it's just going to be 134 and Cedar Lake Road because of the tracks closing on the 11th that weekend. So, stop by, dig deep.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Making a motion for item 10.1, adopt a resolution accepting a bid from Chicago Land Paving Contractors Incorporated for the Metro Lot Resurfacing Project at a cost not to exceed $184,900.
So
moved.
Second. Motion made by Trustee Tripod, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Crowley?
Aye.
Trustee
Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Trippin?
Aye.
Trustee Ford?
Aye.
Motion carries. Down to Mayor's comments. The only comment that I have is a couple of events that I attended this week. This was school week. One that I did not attend, the graduation. I wish I could have made it. I did not. But for Don and Sue, one of our classmates back in class of 1976, excuse me, Patty, was hit by a car and was run over, and one of our classmates put together an effort and had a scholarship in her memory, the Cindy Thompson Memorial Scholarship, and they asked me if I would present it, and that was really nice to be able to take part of that. But the thing that I want to bring up is this was a scholarship program and awards night for the senior class. And I'm telling you, I was absolutely impressed at the quality of our students who are furthering their education and listening to the requirements for the scholarships and awards. I think the lowest grade point average I heard that had to be maintained for 3 years was 3.89. Several of them was 4.0, and an outstanding looking group of young men and young ladies. I was quite proud of them. It was nice to be there. And on the opposite end of that spectrum, I attended the science fair at the Goddard School, which was science projects that was put together by 2, 3, and 4-year-olds. the one that won was they had a hypothesis, a theory, and then data to support what their test showed. And the winning event was a candle, like a ramekin candle, and a plastic drinking cup suspended above it. What would happen? It melts. Had another cup, put water in it, and suspended above the same plant. What happened? The water boiled. When it came down to the data, why they thought this happened, the response by the child was, because my daddy said so. That was the winner. we already talked since Arbor Day last time, so that's all that I have. Everybody, hay fever season is here. Sorry for the congestion. Terrible.
Just a reminder that the Legion will be doing their cookout after Memorial Day. Parade, and I will be there with my barbecue trailer cooking, and there'll be special goodies for all of us in the joint.
Memorial Day parade speaking of. Is everybody going to be? Okay. Abhi's and his father would like to join us, and Mayor said he had no issue with Abhi joining us, but we will be allowing his dad to be accompanied by someone. Any other issues with that? Okay, definitely worth so hard. Amazing. Aside from that, we usually meet here, what time? I think we have to be there by 9, right? So what time do you all want to meet here?
Is it last year 8:30?
Yeah. I think?
Yeah.
There's nothing to take off to on the
camera. What was in the packet? He just said to pack it out.
Yeah.
And I didn't open it up. Chief Dino, the lineup for the parade?
We're last this year.
I mean, what time do we need to be there?
9:00, I think.
9:00? Okay. So here at 8:30?
Yeah. Okay. And then
does anyone else have time to get candy and everything on the parade?
And then I'll put a notice out just when we're all going to get together and decorate the float. So if anyone who wants to be a part of that can do so. And then the last thing I wanted to do, I do have some certificates to give out to some of the volunteers from Arbor Day. So we only have one person here, though. And if I can just take one moment to give this to that person. Cheryl, would you come up for just a moment, please?
On behalf of the Village of Round Lake, Department of Public Works, and the Board of Trustees, thank you so much for volunteering your time and helping out our school students for Arbor Day. This year,
thank you, Cheryl. Mr. Fry.
I had a lot to say, and now I have nothing to say. So I want to do what's better. You know, there's this thing about talking. You know, it's all right to look and be thought something, but don't open your mouth when you walk out. So I now yield.
Thank you, Russ.
I feel like that, I'm going to be over here, I'm sure.
I just wanted to remind everybody on the Memorial Day parade, there's no silence.
Any additional business? If not, make it a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Crayley. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:14 p.m.